There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime. It continues to keep doing for us. So let us always stay appreciative and stay praising. Even in the darkest times, we thank him and rejoice. Amen. Praise the Most High, people, most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Most definitely. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the harmony, the peace, the love, the gathering, and the fellowship. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, courageous, isolated believers who went all out for the gospel and the faith. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to the grafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to the brand new converts, anyone who just gave their life to Christ, anyone who just became a believer, anyone who just repented, anyone who just got baptized. God bless you as well. Love you all. Welcome, people. Most definitely, man. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Crowd to him. Dance. Right. Do what you got to do to express yourself for the Most High. Right. He sees us. All right. So, you know, always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship the spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back with the angels. He has come back with a shout. He is coming back, people. So he come back at an hour only the Father knows. Amen. So we got to stay ready, alert, sober, vigilant, strong, upright, watchful, prayed up, being washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water by the word. Let's constantly keep our lamps and our oils. Let's keep the commandments, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of Jesus, keep the testimony of the Messiah, y'all. Keep doing the Great Commission. Keep being doers of the word. Constantly stand your purpose and your calling for the Most High. Stay with it, people, and press forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us know the Lord. Let us get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways of communication. Let's be obedient, more disciplined, more reasonable, and let's be better listeners as well. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told you personally, according to your life, your calling, your purpose, your situation, your circumstances, your future, your gifts, your talents, what have you, honor that, people. Any assignment or task the Father gave you, handle it, people. Get to it. Amen. No excuses. Handle it, y'all. All right. So I just hope that y'all stay upright and strong in these times, okay? So today's message, we'll go through today's Bible reading. We'll go through recommended reading scriptures. We'll go through the commentary. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. We have to always be mindful of positive words, speaking encouraging words to each other in these times that we're controlling our tongues better, having better self-control with how we say things, how we word it, what have you, okay? So today's Bible reading be the book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verses 1 through 15. The recommended reading scriptures will be Psalm 34, verses 13 through 14, and also the book of James, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. All right, the title of this commentary is Word Choice. The ability to master our mouths, watch our words, and tame our tongues demonstrates a level of spiritual and emotional maturity. The opposite is true as well. An inability to control our speech shows immaturity, and it can inflict great harm on our relationships. Solomon addresses the importance of controlling our words by contrasting positive and negative speech. In each case, the effects end up as opposites: peacefulness or wrath, knowledge or folly, healing or a crushed spirit. In other words, when we fail to control our tongue, we don't just fail to give or be a blessing. We also cause a wound that can rupture a relationship. Joseph Taliesin, author of Words That Hurt, Words That Heal, states that he asks audiences whether they can go 24 hours without saying any unkind words about or to anyone. Invariably, a few people answered yes, but most called out no. He responds, those who can't answer yes have a serious problem. If you can't go 24 hours without drinking liquor, you're addicted to alcohol. If you can't last 24 hours without smoking, you're addicted to nicotine. And if you can't make it 24 hours without saying unkind words about others, you've lost control of your tongue. How can you tell whether your tongue is under control? You won't say anything about an individual that you can't say directly to that person. You resist the urge to exaggerate. You consciously examine your thoughts and remove gossip and rumors from your conversations. You keep in confidence a personal matter that someone else shares with you. Further, you learn to speak positive words. Appropriate words communicate affirmation, comfort, and healing. When was the last time you said something to another person that you instantly regretted? Maybe it was something intended as a joke that was instead taken as an offense. Or perhaps it was a sharp word spoken in anger that you wish you could have taken back. Think of a specific situation and then challenge yourself to rectify the hurt. While you may not be able to take back the words themselves, you can humbly submit yourself to that person and begin to rebuild the relationship. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Do you think most people struggle with controlling their words? Why or why not? How would others evaluate your speech? Would they say that your words are more frequently heal or wound? Do they bring healing or they cause wounds? What steps can you take to gain tighter control over your tongue? Amen. Me, you, all of us, we got to be better with the way we say things and how we word it, you know, and we're in perilous times. So we're around a lot of impatient people and people's behavior is going to act up. But let us not follow the patterns of the world. Let us follow the Messiah. Amen. The way the Messiah handled everything, every encounter, that's the same way we do it. Amen. So let's always have good speech and good words from here on out. Amen. Speak life to yourself. All right. Speak good words to yourself and others. Amen. So that's the commentary. All right. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, most definitely. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later, y'all. Praise the Messiah. Much love to him. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. The Almighty, true living God, praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my rock, my strength, my portion, my redeemer, my healer, my provider, my good fortress, my high tower, my refuge, my shield, my buckler. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be-Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Yahawashai, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahayashai, Adonai, Abba. He is a consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. Abba. Hallelujah. Praise him. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart, and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Got to have faith. Got to believe him. Got to trust in him. Know he exists. Know what he could do for you. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We ask the Father what we need. In his Son's name, it shall be given to us. Amen. Most definitely, we are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be in our lives forever. Amen. So trust in people. Call on him. People, be still. Be still for him. Be still and know who he is. Amen. Be still and know that he is God. Amen. Most definitely, people. Hallelujah. He got us, y'all. Submit to God. Humble ourselves. Due time and perfect timing. His timing. Amen. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the message of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the sinless high priest, the obedient son, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he's the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him, y'all. Hallelujah. We know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. We know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So hang in there, people. Stay strong and encouraged and uplifted. And be careful what you say to people, all right? Use your words carefully, amen? Speak life into people from here on out, amen? So there you have it, all right? What I love to do is I close out, give you all the prayer and the priestly blessing on the way out, okay? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.